بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. الحمد لله، we are on session part 11 of spiritual discourses and we're discussing how Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmaheen were full of humility. We have discussed it about Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now we discuss about the humility of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after being appointed as governor of Medina, was once walking through the marketplace. Mistaking him to be a slave, someone instructed him to carry a load. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu happily complied. As they were walking through the streets, people began to wonder in astonishment. Each one of them said, "May Allah have mercy on you, O Amirul Mu'mineen. Allow us to carry the load." However, Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused all of them and continued to carry the load. When the person realized his error, he apologized, not recognizing the governor. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Do not worry about it. Just keep walking." The two eventually reached the person's house. The person was so embarrassed about his behavior that he vowed never to employ the services of anyone. Now, alhamdulillah, that understand quickly what has happened here. The Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made the governor of Madinatul Munawwara. First of all, look at again the justice and fair play of Islam. That Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you read our book, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last Rasul of Allah, you can get it off our website, alislam.co.za. Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali writes that he passed through 13 masters before coming to Madinatul Munawwara to accept Islam. So that entire history we have recorded, how he went from one Christian priest to another Christian priest, and finally he came to Madinatul Munawwara, and his whole entire story is very interesting and amazing to read. And now, from slavery, he accepts Islam, and now, alhamdulillah, becoming governor of Madinatul Munawwara. Historically, if you make research, and we have written this research in a book called Taqleed Made Easy, that in the time of the Tabi'eens, meaning those who saw Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, most of the top scholars of that age were the freed slaves of someone. So Islam is there free. A person becomes pious, he's classified pious. A person strives for knowledge, he'll be classified a knowledgeable person. There is no hierarchy. There is no priesthood. Yes, there is formalized education. Any person cannot say, "I'm scholar of Islam," without even studying and going through the proper channels. No, there has to be proper channels for classification. Otherwise, every person, every Tom, Dick and Harry, every Alal Tapu will think that he's a very big scholar in Islam. That is why, on one side, we have no priesthood, but we have formalized education so that our chain to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. This formalized education is because of having a proper chain to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here, Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once he was walking in the marketplace, Because the governor in those days should walk in the marketplace. As we know, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he should walk in the marketplace and question the shop owner. You know the laws of buying and selling? If they did not know the laws of buying and selling, you should tell them, close your shop. Go to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it was all the time Abad, and they were there. Sahaba were there. Scholars amongst them teaching about halal and haram. And that is what means yaskuruna fil masajid, remembering Allah in the masajid, teaching what is halal and haram. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should dispatch them if they did not know the laws of Sharia. Go learn in the Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking. One person told him, mistaking him to be a slave, that carry my load. Hazrat Salman happily complied. Can you imagine that if you are a trustee, or if you are a principal, or if you are a chancellor, if you are a rich man, and if you are a man of position, if you are imam of masjid too, and if someone tells you to carry this, will you do this? Then you'll have a lot to say. And maybe you will reject it. Maybe you will shout. Maybe you will get angry. But see how Sahaba, that's why Sahaba, you can't say anything against them. They are Jannatis. Hazrat Salman happily complied. And then, when he was walking in the bazaar, people were looking at him astonished. What is happening here? And they began to address him. And then they say, may Allah have mercy on you, O Amirul Mu'mineen, allow us to carry the load. See their reaction. They want to help the Amirul Mu'mineen. So we can help the elders, help the seniors, help those in respectable position. There is no harm in Islam if you do that. However, he refused and he continued to carry the load. When the person realized, whoa, what I have done here, I've got the Amirul Mu'mineen carrying my load. Then he said, he apologized, recognizing who Hazrat Salman is, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Do not worry about it, just keep walking. And he took that whole load to the person's house. But what was now the result? That person apologized and then he vowed that he will never ask any other person in his life to carry his burden. Now here you see again, humility of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, simplicity. Now, how can anybody say that Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majmain had pride? When see the governor, this is his behavior. Because the actions of the people produce the rulers. So when the ruler is of this caliber and quality and of this high standard, lofty behavior standard, can you imagine his populace that he's ruling upon? They will also have this high standard and high quality. And does this exist? I studied for 1 year in a place called Hathora Banda. There was Qari Maulana Siddiq Banwi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Read, they have written about him, Hayat Siddiqui, excellent book. And on my website, alislam.co.za, I've spoken about him for an hour. His humility, his simplicity, his piety and his righteousness. Then, outside the madrasa, the bus should come twice a day from Banda. And this was an absolute, Hathora was an absolute village. The madrasa was bigger than the villages. The students numbered more than the occupants of that village. And in fact, if you close that madrasa down, then all the traders in that village have to go away and close up. Nevertheless, the bus should come from Banda to Hathora in the morning and in the afternoon. Now, when that bus should come, many times, especially during the opening of the madrasa, so these students, new ones, should come and they should offload their goods and look for someone to help them carry their boxes. And their boxes were not made of leather, etc. They were tin boxes, which inside them they had, which we call petis, which inside they had their clothing and the essentials of life. Many times that, because Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Siddiq Bahanduvi Rahmatullah Ali, he was looking like a villager, absolute villager, and wearing a simple kurta, and all the time, most of the time, creased up, hat very simple, and wearing a lungi with simple sandals. Many times, students should tell him, potential students should tell him, that in their own the village language, because they thought he's a villager, that help us carry this or carry this. And Maulana should just pick it up and put it on his head and carry it and move to the madrasa and place it and carry on as if to say nothing happened. And students will get shocked and amazed what is happening, and a lot of times the students then should rush and take it off Maulana. If there was no one and Maulana carried that whole luggage, brought it, placed it down in front of the office, then that potential student should get absolutely a shock of his life, that when the office opened and the one behind the desk is none other than the one who carried my luggage, who, Hazrat Maulana himself. And Maulana should never hold this against that student and never criticize that student or never get upset with that student. For him, this was part of life, that this was a need, and the student, he does not know me. And honestly speaking, even if that student knew him, he will carry on with that activity. And this we saw as absolute humility. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to such a level that Maulana Alimiya Rahmatullah Alayhi, Abu Hassan Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he came to that institute, he said that in the jungle you have created a magnificent institute. And throughout the entire world, people came to know Hazrat Maulana. Why? Humility. No pride, absolutely no pride. And here we can learn from the story of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, before he carried the load, he was Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After he carried the load, he was still the governor of Madinatul Munawwara, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we should not regard it as down if someone asks us to do simple things. Someone tells us, even we should try to volunteer. So that pride and arrogance comes out of the heart, because pride and arrogance is a destroyer of good amal. Pride and arrogance does not allow a person to go forward spiritually. Pride destroys a person's ability to get proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pride does not allow one to lower oneself. Pride, it boost the ego and makes the ego fly. And unfortunately, when the person's ego begins to get bloated, it explodes into arrogance and stupidity. So when a person has simplicity, when he removes all pride, humility sets in. And when humility sets in, then automatically you will find, honestly, that your status will improve. Your focus in salat will improve. Your ability to interact with everybody will improve. Your ability to talk with everybody, walk with everybody, and be with everybody will improve. You will become a better person if you take out pride and arrogance. May Allah grant us ability to practice. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.